This morning's message is brought to us by Eli Hedstrom, a student at Association Free Lutheran Bible School in Minneapolis. He is also a member of the men's quartet that will be singing.
Good morning. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today we'll be looking at one of the last words of Christ while he was on the cross. Today's word of Christ is Luke 23:43. Today you will be with me in paradise. But to understand it, let's look at the context. The full text is Luke 23:39-43. I invite you to turn there in your Bibles and read with me. Luke 23:39-43. Reading in Jesus' name. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Have you ever felt helpless? Like you were stuck, pinned, unable to move? Have you ever felt trapped and unable to do anything to help yourself? I know I have. I think we have all felt stuck before. Sometimes we're trapped by our schedule. We feel trapped by all our obligations, unable to breathe. Sometimes we're in an uncomfortable situation at a job or with our family, and we don't know how to get out. We're just stuck. And sometimes we're in a situation where no matter how hard we try, we can't get out of it or make it better. Now, since we live in Minnesota, I'm sure we've all gotten stuck in the snow at least once. You know, once you get really stuck, no matter how hard you try, you can't get out. You're helpless. You need someone with a larger vehicle to come pull you out. I got stuck in the snow once, and no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get out. I was stuck fast. So I called my neighbor, and he came with his tractor. He filled the bucket with snow to provide some padding and just shoved my car out of the drift. We all have stories like that, but there's a common theme. We can't get out of the snow until someone else comes and gets us out. The same is true of salvation, and that's the theme of our text today. Jesus was crucified between two thieves. The thieves were both helpless. I'm not going to get too graphic here, but they were literally nailed to the cross. They couldn't get free. They were just stuck there to suffer and eventually die. The first thief we hear about is full of bitterness. He is angry that he can't free himself, and he takes it out on Jesus. He mocks Jesus, asking him, "Why doesn't he save himself and the two thieves?" You know, we can sometimes be in the same position. We also are stuck in our sin. We can't free ourselves. We can't make ourselves better. We try to anyway, but who has ever succeeded at making themselves sinless and perfect? Nobody, of course. And sometimes that makes us bitter. We get angry at God, wondering, how are we supposed to earn salvation? We keep trying and failing, and it leads to endless guilt and fear. Now, the second thief was in the same position. He also was nailed to the cross and could not free himself. However, unlike the first thief, he seems to be thinking more about what's going to happen after he dies. See, the first thief is concerned about his physical suffering. He wants Jesus to get him off of the cross right now. But the second thief is concerned about what happens afterwards. He knows that he's helpless. There's nothing he can do now. He can't give back the things that he stole. He can't go sacrifice a lamb to pay for his sin. He can't go to the temple to hear scripture. The only thing he can do is look to the man on the cross next to him. So he does. He first chastises the other thief who is rebuking Jesus and says, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Now, we don't know much about the thief on the cross. We don't even have much historical evidence for what his name was. But he does seem to know who Jesus is, because he very confidently says, "This man has done nothing wrong." The thief knows that he deserves his suffering, and he knows he can't do anything about his own sin. But instead of becoming bitter, he asks Jesus for mercy. He says, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Notice that he doesn't try to convince Jesus of his own merit. He doesn't promise to do better, since that would be useless. He doesn't bring up any past good deeds to try to balance things out. He just asks Jesus, with simple faith, to remember him. And how does Jesus respond? He didn't have to say anything. He could have just reminded the thief that his own words had condemned him, since the thief had admitted that he deserved his sentence of death. But that's not what Jesus did. He met the thief right where he was, nailed to the cross and dying. And he said, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus gives the repentant thief hope for eternal life, but not just hope. He gives him confidence in eternal life. "Today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus offers the same confidence to us. We are like the thief on the cross. We are stuck in our sin. We can't do anything to stop sinning. We can't earn God's forgiveness. We can't even get out of the snowbank. We need someone else to come get us out. Jesus comes to us right where we are. He doesn't wait until we're having a better day and sinning less. Even on our worst days, he comes to us with that same offer of hope and confidence. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross has paid for all of our sins. Jesus has paid for all of our sins in the past, the sins we have committed today, and all the sins that we will commit in the future. And he doesn't just offer us hope. He offers us confidence. If we place our faith in Jesus, we can be sure that our sins are forgiven and that we will be in heaven with him forever. At the end of this service, we are all going to drive home. You know, it's possible that one of us could get in a car accident and die. It's a sobering thought, and I hope we all make it home safely. But it could still happen. But if our faith is in Christ, we don't have to be afraid of dying today. We can confidently say, "Today, I will be with Christ in paradise." That is the promise Jesus makes to us. One of the most famous Bible verses is John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." That is our source of security. Jesus has made that promise, and if we believe in him, that promise is ours. Now notice that when Jesus gives the thief this confidence of eternal life, he doesn't actually free him from his suffering. The repentant thief now has the promise of paradise with Jesus, but he's still stuck on the cross. There is an application here for us as well. We have the promises of Christ, but he doesn't always get us out of our unpleasant circumstances. We know that he has freed us from sin, but sometimes we are still pinned to the cross. However, we can be encouraged, knowing that Jesus will still be with us, both now and all the way to the end of our story. The repentant thief was still on the cross, even after turning to Jesus. But Jesus was with him in his suffering, and he is with us today. Now, if you're anything like me, you still worry about your salvation. I've spent so much time worrying about if I'm actually going to make it to heaven or not. The enemy knows that we struggle, and so he tries to trap us in guilt and fear. But the promises of God are stronger than the enemy's accusations, and so that is where we get our application for today. Jesus has made this promise, and we must keep it at the forefront of our mind. It can be easy to listen to a sermon like this and feel comforted by the gospel. As soon as we leave church and go back to our everyday lives, though, our fears can come back. Next time we sin, we might find ourselves questioning if the promises of Christ really apply to us. This is a normal thing to struggle with, but the promises of Jesus hold true every day. We can still have hope and confidence, even when we are struggling. The sacrifice of Jesus has paid for everything. I will close with a quote from Martin Luther. Luther says, "When the devil throws your sin in your face and declares that you deserve death and hell, tell him this: I admit that I deserve death and hell. What of it? For I know one who suffered and made satisfaction on my behalf. His name is Jesus Christ, Son of God, and where he is, there I shall be also." That is the hope and the confidence that Christ offers to us. May God grant this to all of us, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll invite the quartet up now.
Good morning. I'm Will Stromstead, if you didn't know, that's my name.
Here is Nate Wilhelm from Kalispell, Montana. Isaac Kwanbeck from Moorhead, Minnesota. And Elisha from pretty much Iowa.
Basically, very close to Iowa.
And our first song is going to be Rise Up, O Men of God.
They questioned me.
Rise up, O men of God, have done with lesser things. Give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings.
Rise up, O men,
rise up, O men of
God.
His kingdom tarries long.
Bring
in the day of brotherhood and end the night of wrong.
Rise up, O men,
rise up, O men. The church for you doth wait.
Her strength
unequal to her task. Rise up and make her great.
Lift high the cross of Christ,
tread where his feet have trod.
His brothers,
brothers of the Son of Man, rise up, O men of God.
So the next song we'll be singing is called Climbing Up the Mountain, and it looks back on the mighty acts God has done in the Old Testament and encourages us to trust in him today, knowing that he has the power to save us.
Climbing up the mountain, children,
oh Lord, I
didn't come here for to stay.
Oh brother,
if I never more see you again, gonna meet you at the judgment day. Oh yes, I'm climbing up the mountain, children,
oh Lord, I
didn't come here for to stay.
Oh brother,
if I never more see you again, gonna meet you at the judgment day.
Moses went down into Egypt land. He told
old Pharaoh
that the good Lord sitting on his heavenly throne said, "Let my people go."
Good Lord, let my people go. Climbing up the mountain, children,
oh Lord, I
didn't come here for to stay.
Oh brother,
if I never more see you again, gonna meet you at the judgment day.
Daniel in the den of lions, he did begin to pray, and the angel of the Lord locked the lion's jaw. That sure was a mighty day.
good Lord, show us a mighty day. Climbing up the mountain, children, oh Lord, I didn't come here for to stay.
Oh brother,
if I never more see you again, gonna meet you at the judgment day.
Children
in the fiery furnace, they did begin to pray.
And the angel of the Lord put the fire out. That show us a mighty day.
Good Lord, show us a mighty day. Climbing up the mountain, children,
oh Lord, I didn't come here for to
stay.
Oh brother,
if I never more see you again, gonna meet you at the judgment day.
Glory, hallelujah, brother.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away,
fly away.
Yes, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by. Shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away.
Fly away.
Yes, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Fly away,
I will fly away,
just a fly.